Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. It's the very last weekend in September. I can't believe the month has gone by so fast, but that means I have brand new picture books to share with you today. I have over 10 new books that were released in the month of September 2023 that I think you should definitely add to your classroom read aloud list, or at least to your classroom library to share with your students. Now, there were way more picture books than that were released in this month, so this is just a small snippet, but there are some great ones on here. So without further ado, let's jump into those brand new picture books. This first one might sound awfully familiar to you because it is a favorite character of many. This book is Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Sleigh by Mo Willems. Now, if you're a pigeon fan or a Mo Willems fan, this is definitely one you need to pick up for the holiday season. The pigeon has made a list and he's checked it twice. And will his holiday dreams of driving a sleigh come true? You'll have to read the book with your class to find out. Definitely one to add to your classroom library. This next brand new picture book comes from a powerful writer, Amanda Gorman. This one is called Something Someday. Sometimes the world feels too broken and the problems too big to be fixed, but somehow we all have the power to make a difference. So with a little faith and maybe the help of a friend, together we can find beauty and create change. Something Someday reveals how even the smallest gesture can have a lasting impact. A powerful book to add to your classroom read-alouds. Next up, we have The Artivist by Nicholas Smith. Now, if you've ever seen any of Nicholas Smith's drawings that he creates, they are beautiful. And this book is no different. When a young boy sees all of the inequities of the world, he sets out to make a difference. And so he combines his two passions in life, being an artivist and being an activist. And those come together to create The Artivist. And after his mural that he creates goes viral, he sets out to share his art with the world and make a difference. So The Artivist is a call to action for young readers to see those injustices in the world and to use their passions, such as art, to make a difference. Another powerful read aloud to use in your classroom. Next up, we have another wonderful author, Susan Verde, and her book, Who I Am, adds to her series of books. I'm sure you've seen other ones before that have that power of inspiring young students, young readers. In this one, we're learning about how we all have those rough days where that voice in our mind can be unkind and make us feel disappointed in ourselves. But in this book, she points out that we can talk back to that voice and we can find a voice that will lift us up instead. We can tell ourselves words that are positive, that are supportive, that are true about who we are. So the book Who I Am, Words I Tell Myself is a collection of positive affirmations for young readers, helping us to understand that we are enough and that we are deserving of our love, helping us to understand that we are human, that we are enough, and that we deserve love, especially from ourselves. This is one that I know there are some students in your class that will definitely need and will help them during those tough times. The next book we have is called Swimming Toward a Dream. In this book, a young girl growing up in Damascus has that pool, is the pool is her happy place. She learned to swim before she could even walk, and she developed this dream to become an Olympic swimmer one day. But when war comes to Syria, the young girl's home and her pool are no longer a safe place. So she and her sister set out on this long, harrowing journey in search of safety across the sea. Swimming Toward a Dream is full of hope, and it encourages readers to pursue their own dreams even when there are obstacles in their way, that you can achieve those dreams with strength and perseverance one breath at a time. Another brand new picture book that was released in September 2023 is called Harlem at Four by Michael Datcher. This stunning picture book comprises two different stories. The first one chronicles the adventures of a four-year-old black girl in Harlem, while the other story describes the history of the Harlem neighborhood. And reading these stories intertwined really helps you to learn all about this amazing neighborhood and to share it with your students. The next book is definitely a book for those of you who really liked the book Last Stop on Market Street. This one kind of reminds me of that. It's called I'm From by Gary Gray. It goes through the moments, those small moments of a child's day, waking up and eating homemade pancakes, the bus rides and the schoolyard games, the family games, and the bedtime rituals. I'm From chronicles this young boy's day and the moments that shape how that day is created. And it's truly a poetic account of all the things and the people and events that shape who this child is and define where he is from. A wonderful picture book to add to your classroom library. The next brand new picture book that I have is called Babo, A Tale of Armenian Rug Washing Day. This one is written by Astrid Kamalayan, and it talks about little Tato's favorite chore, which is washing rugs with her babo. Every year, once a year, the bubbles and the suds create these clouds of foam that she looks forward to as she scrubs all of these beautiful rugs. The author truly brings her charming childhood memories to life by inviting readers to spend a day with her in her Armenian childhood and to fall in love with her family. Such a wonderful book to share with your students. Next up, we have the book Building a Dream by Darshana Kiani. This book follows a group of young boys in Thailand who want to create their own soccer team and how they grew together and how they became a team before they even had jerseys or soccer field to play on and how they built this dream of becoming an amazing soccer team little by little and over time. Another powerful book to bring to your classroom to share about that perseverance, similar to the other book about swimming, that going after your dream, how important that is, but how it takes time and patience and hard work. A great one to share with your students, especially for those athletic ones in your class. This next one takes a bit more of a serious turn. See You on the Other Side by Rachel Miner addresses grief, which you don't find a lot in children's picture books because it is a hard topic, but that's why we need it. Because these hard topics are a lot easier to talk with kids through picture books. And they see other characters go through the same things that they're facing. It helps them feel not alone. And as adults, it helps us communicate with them through that medium of the picture book. So See You on the Other Side brings comfort to students who are affected by loss or going through a big change in their lives. It opens the door for communication with others and helping them understand that they're not alone and that there are people they can talk to when they're feeling sad about something. An important book to add to your classroom collection. And this next book that I have would be great, especially at the beginning of the school year, but can be used at any time of the year. This one is called Say My Name by Joanna Ho. We all know, especially as teachers, that names are so important. And not only are names important, but pronouncing them correctly are important as well. These names are child or even adult. It's their identity. And it brings who they are and who their family is to life. And it's so important that we are pronouncing their names correctly. And that by learning each other's names, we learn more about who they are, their hopes, their dreams, their traditions, about their background. And that by learning someone's name and how to say it correctly, we realize and we find out who they truly are and show our respect for them. So that is my collection of brand new books that were released in September 2023. And I would love to know which one you are going to grab first to share with your students. If you have any other books that you have that have just been released that you want to share, please let me know. I am always excited to add to my list.
thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.